Do you? What's up, Lagos? Yeah. You're wondering, when I tell you to keep quiet, they keep quiet. Yes, I say it and it happens. 6 minutes past the hour, 10 o'clock. It's a beautiful Thursday. My name is Stretch. Man, just wait. Don't talk till I'm done. All right. She's going to keep quiet till I tell her to. Yeah, she's right here sitting. But she'll be talking in a bit. Well, that's a lie, actually. She's stuck in traffic. Yeah, she'll be here in a bit. Yeah, but I'm here to take over. I'm going to do everything before she comes as quickly as possible. I'm not going to wait for her to come here. I'm going to be able to hurry up quickly. And when I'm done, I'll quickly say what I want to say. And when I finish saying it, then I'll be able to say that she has... Oh, God, she has just... Yeah. So ladies and gentlemen, I'm here by myself. And I know that, Marian, you will know that she's the one that has been attacking me since. And you, I trust people to be shocked.
You're lying. Oh, God, you're lying. God,
ordinary traffic, how will be? God, why just Lagos traffic? I want the Lagos State government to do something for me. Make the roads a bit worse. Yes.
Do you want the people on my axis to protest? Do you want them to protest?
Okay, sorry. Okay. I was going to say something quickly before she came and come. I would have done that in 5G. All right, but it's all good. It's 8 minutes past hour 10. My name is Stretch and she's Marian Nicole. She's a beautiful woman. She's the one I've told you that she's coming and that I'll be happy to be with
soon
her on the show.
Very soon. Sorry, what?
That's going to be the one that's going to be around me here. I'm going to have a wonderful show today. That's what I said.
I'm not going to be around you. I'm with you.
Marian, they nearly killed me in the plane because of you.
I'm with you.
You're not with me.
Look, I woke up this morning. Mm. I was there minding my business, trying to work out, you know, stay fit and get ready for work. And I saw two men fighting on Twitter because of me.
Okay.
Oh, for my Wamuna, you don't have shame.
Yeah, you have called him out.
Yes, you don't have shame. At 6 a.m., he was fighting with another man over me, and I just don't get it. Leave me alone. I'm single. Allow all that people to toast me. What's all this?
Okay. Can we move on?
Welcome to the show.
All right, we start the show every morning, Monday to Friday, 10 to 12 noon, with a part we call Sound Off, where we bring something to the fore, we talk about it, and we don't let you get into the mix, yeah? Because sometimes it could get muddy, it could get messy, but we know how to handle that mess, yeah? So keep you out of that. Then after that, we'll come and call you in, and we all do this together. That's how
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Sound Off. When we come back right after that, the show continues in earnest. I'll take you to
All right, 10 minutes past hour 10, and this is Sound Off. You must have heard, if you haven't heard, I don't know under which rock you've been in, the National Industrial Court has ordered the Academic Staff Union of Universities, ASU, to go back to work. Yes, the federal government in a tweet prayed for the order for ASU to call off its 7-month strike. The Minister of Labour and Employment on behalf of the federal government had filed the matter before the court by way of referral to resolve the issue of the ongoing strike. The key word here is resolve. The National Industrial Courts of Nigeria on Wednesday, yesterday, ordered the Academic Staff Union of Universities to call off its ongoing nationwide strike. In the newspaper, The Punch reports that the ASU had been on strike since February 14, we know that, to press home demands for improved funding for universities, a review of salaries for lecturers, among other issues. That is why they went on strike February 14. Well, the Academic Staff Union of Universities, ASU, had said any verdict of the industrial court that before the court order came that forces lecturers back to school will have a negative impact. The president of ASU, Emmanuel Osodeke, while meeting with leadership of the House of Representatives on Tuesday, said if lecturers are forced to school, what kind of education are they expecting students to get? It will be recalled that the federal government dragged ASU to National Industrial Court and the verdict we got yesterday. And that's what we want to sound off on this morning.
So,
yes, that's what we're sounding off this morning.
So, government is not necessarily wanting to own up to its responsibilities.
No,
they don't necessarily want to see what they can do to help ASU.
They've tried.
I mean, it makes me wonder, really, if we prioritize education in this country. And when I say we, I mean all of us, all, including the government, because the government didn't fall for mass. They are members of the public. They are Nigerians. They are cut from almost the same cloth with all of us. We can't deny it.
We are part of that government.
Yes. So I'm wondering, Minister of Education, sir. Yeah. Minister of Labour, sir.
Doctor.
Yes. Mr. President, sir, and everybody that works in the Executive Council, the National Assembly, upper and lower chamber.
Mm.
How much priority do we place on Nigeria's education? And I mean education cutting across all levels, especially tertiary education.
Do we place
because
any?
These students have been on the streets asking that you meet these lecturers, not halfway, but go the whole mile. Give them 100%. We're sick and tired of this. We're going to
give 80%. Now, we've done 80%. Go back.
So what is 20% that you can't put it on top of it? And put an end to this. Why can't you be a government for once and show people how things should be done? Lead by example. As we say, we are tired of business as usual.
We
of
need
teaching
better conditions.
In an amphitheater, having to shout at the top of your voice when you should be teaching in a classroom.
Students, some of
with
them
a megaphone
standing.
Or something.
Yeah.
But you see, because you do not care, you now take them to court. What does that solve,
yeah,
sir?
It's the solution.
You're trying to strong arm them, but you don't want to better the lot of the educational
of
sector.
Course.
It doesn't make sense to me. I'm trying to understand it. I studied, I have had a class before that we were in an open air amphitheater.
Yeah.
There were so many classes merged together. I think it was my first year because then you had to do GSSs.
Everybody.
So those GSS courses, it was one lecture with thousands of students. When is that done?
Writing on the floor.
I have gone to school abroad. It's a totally different thing.
Mm.
So it makes you really wonder if we want to go forward in this country. I'm embarrassed that the government had to go this length. You're saying that, okay, go to school.
You must go now. Move. All right, so
but do you want to better the things that these people are asking you to change? That's my own.
No, you know
going
the
to teach
answer.
Is
you
not
know
the problem.
The answer to this 2009.
Going to teach is not the problem.
So we've had a meeting and you guys say you've done 80%. Would it not be that I look for how to do 20%? Now we're in court. The court has said go back. And lecturers asked one question on Tuesday when they met the National Assembly. What kind of education do you want to have? If you force me to do what I do, you're taking me to the same amphitheater Marianne talked about. You're taking me to the same place as some students. Most of them
will
stand
not catch
up.
Anything.
They stand. They don't learn anything. And the lecturers are saying we don't want this to continue. And you are saying the court said you must go back. So let's take it like this is a solution to all the problems. We can do this to the terrorism situation.
Yes.
We can do this to our currency.
Yes. Let's take a court order.
Give the terrorists that you must stop terrorizing Nigerians.
Because the court has ordered
it. Yes, we go to the exchange rate.
Yes.
Come back to one over one.
Yes,
there's a court order that you should bring back. No, we're not going to try to produce things in Nigeria.
Mm-mm.
We're not going to try to export. We're just going to send a court order.
Mm.
If a court order is a solution to everything.
Let's start using it.
There's a table you guys sat together and spoke. You've not reached a compromise. Somebody has to blink. Is blinking going to court? Is blinking going to court? So I hear also that ASUU is about to take this up also. And you're telling the court to hasten issues. Hasten, they've been on strike since February.
I don't think this court order it categorizes or falls in the category of a solution or coming to a compromise.
Everybody
of
knows
sorts.
That.
A compromise means that both of us will be in agreement.
Yes.
Not you strong arming me. And why are you arm twisting me for heaven's sake? What exactly do you want me to do under these circumstances? And if you're going to this extent to make sure that I go back to class, then what's to say that you will meet that 80% deal?
No, if the court says go
because
back.
Because you see, originally we have trust issues with you. Why would we trust you if you say, oh, well, I have 80%? How am I even sure that you can
do
80? What if you wake up tomorrow and give me another court order and say,
and
take 70?
And say that 80 is becoming to 47. But let's just have some hope that Femi Gbajabiamila met on Tuesday and the ASU said, what we said, we're not going to come out and say it. The National Assembly, the state will talk about it. Let's hope there's a solution somewhere there. Let's hope that discourse will lead to something that will solve this problem finally. That's the hope I've seen. I'm not seeing a court order as a solution to this problem. And I know that Femi Gbajabiamila, a man of repute, the lower house, reputable as it is, don't laugh. Reputable as it is that will
I have
come
freedom
out,
of laughter.
Don't laugh.
Freedom of laughter.
So that laughter is comfort. So don't laugh. So as we move on, let's hope that some solution comes out of this because I don't think this is a solution to this problem.
No, this is no solution.
I don't think this is a solution to
this. As far as I'm concerned,
it's just
lighting a match in a place where there's already fuel.
Gunpowder. Yeah?
It and doesn't make sense.
And by the grace of God, it will not explode. We always see grace of God to everything in Nigeria. So let's hope
and plead the blood of Jesus on it.
Hallelujah, somebody.
Well, that sound off. Well, it's WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. 18 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Wake up, Lagos. For
wake
those,
up,
those of you that are still sleeping.
Kalaya money.
Which money? You did not cut all that. You cannot collect your money. Sorry. Anyway.
Hey, God. I love this country. Super
This is my Christmas laughter. I'm just wasting it today. Okay, it's Thursday. And we start off with our musings this morning. And on today's musings, we're going to talk about people who have influenced our lives mm-hmm. the most. Mm-hmm. It could be your mentor. It could be your friend. It could be bad gang.
Yeah, be hanging out with bad gang. Mm. I was a good girl till I went to holiday, do kind of things. Yes, mm-hmm. you went to holiday. And I came back a changed man.
And we're not judging anybody.
No.
We're not judging it.
No.
Whatever has influenced you and gotten you to where you are, let's talk about it.
Yes.
Let's talk about it. Nobody's going to, you know, put a...
No, we won't.
You know, like, I don't know.
No,
nobody's judging
you.
Well, nobody's going to say,
no.
Well, you're a bad guy.
Who call you black sheep?
no, Baba.
No. So tell us who has influenced your life. It could be negative. It could be. Yes. I never used to like clubbing until I went to... Till I traveled overseas on holiday. I never used to like making my hair. I thought I was a good church girl till... Who
Why does it have to be a church girl? I never used to make my hair. I was a tomboy. Had nothing to do with
all
church.
All the examples I've given, that's the only one you just took.
Yes, I like trouble.
You like
trouble? I don't want peace.
Now. So what?
I want problems.
So that shows a lot about you. That says a lot. Inside
yes.
your conscience is pricking you.
It's not pricking me.
Your conscience is pricking you. What's wrong? What's your problem? I can't talk again.
Anyway, 20
minutes. Yes.
Who's influenced? See, this is it. He will never influence me. This one, never. Anyway, who's had the most influence in your life? Let's talk. Is it your mom? Is it your dad? How have you fashioned your life after these people? Has it worked for you? Has it not worked for you? Do you see yourself walking in those people's, you know, footsteps?
Yes.
We want to know, how have you grown by those influences? Or have some people influenced you badly and then you're just like, you know what, no, this doesn't work. Let me pick up something else.
I do know how we say it here. We actually first bear ours. I'm going to bear one, the basic one that hurt me in my life. You know, when I was growing up, you know, you think your father is assistant God, you know? You look at your dad like, man, geez, this man drives a car. This man's perfume. You know, look at him like... So my father did one thing. He never used to smoke in our presence. He never did. So
you never saw him smoke?
I never did. Then one day, I don't know what happened. Maybe he had a fight or something. My father had the pipe and the cigar. So I don't know when he... So we should see the pipe. I mean, so I wonder what... We played with it. Sometimes we broke one. So we didn't know what he used it for. That day, that fateful day, I can never forget my life. It scarred me. My father was with his cigar.
No, can be heartbreaking.
Was with his cigar, was puffing. No, but I loved it. When I saw him doing that, I said, this is the life. If I'm not this one, let me die. I started looking. So roll the tape ahead. I got university and smoking. I was looking for cigarettes. I looked for cigarettes and I found it. And I was with it for some years. And God saved me. But daddy, you influenced me. You made me smoke. You made me smoke. And I wouldn't have smoked in my life. You cost it. But may God rest your soul. I finished.
You're so dramatic.
Finished. That's my
so
own.
Dramatic. How does your girlfriend cope?
That's my own influence.
So dramatic.
That's my own influence. So you're just telling that I'm on my own now.
Dramatic.
I'm
a tough cookie.
Yeah. Let me do one tell.
I'm telling you. Let me the influence.
You're wearing glasses now because people were wearing glasses.
No. Really? If I had my way, I would never wear them.
People are using headphones.
No, well, it's the
job. Dressing red. People are dressing red.
No, darling. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Not your darling, darling.
We have.
Not your darling.
But sincerely, I'm not necessarily sure that people really influence me. I'm the chief influence. See?
So you're influenced.
I told you yesterday that I used to be a menace in secondary school. Mm-hmm. Trust me. Girls wanted to be me.
Okay, they wanted to be terrible like you.
Well, we have to go for a quick break. The media, what's that girl's name? Info girl. Is here.
Mm-hmm.
The number one influencer.
My father made me smoke.
Okay, we got some information for you. Let's go for it and then we'll come back. I'll take you to Lagos. Since when do you have such a bad voice? Oh my God.
Was that my voice?
Yeah. Like, oh my God.
Can you sing it again so that they'll see my voice?
Why should I be singing your own voice? Like, I don't get it.
That was bad.
That was really bad. Your voice is horrible.
Do it again.
Why would I be doing it again? Are you all right?
Okay. I thought it was me doing it the way you did it.
Okay, welcome back. It's What's Up Lagos. I don't know what's wrong with Dredd today.
Whatever.
Your juju failed. You tried to keep me at home and your juju failed.
Well, I kept
that ring that you tried to kiss is a fake ring.
I didn't kiss it. I licked it. All right, it's 10:38 on the clock and we're going to be going to another level. We said this earlier. I bore my own. I told you guys what happened to me, who influenced me. The first influence in my life to change something, my dad. Yeah, I saw him smoking. I liked it. And yeah, it didn't come up till later when I had some form of freedom to try. Well, I tried mats, broom, stuff and stuff. You know, I lit matchsticks, put it in my mouth. So you know what you're doing. Your kids are watching. The influence could manifest sometime
great
later in life. Honestly.
Children these days,
they copy and paste.
They don't do what you tell them. They do what they see you do.
Yes, yes. I'm saying this clearly. My dad, that's what I kept that till I could go free. In university, you know, you can sleep and wake up and mommy and daddy are not there. So that's when I started looking for cigarettes. I just got that and I started. I got hooked for some years, but I've broke free. So who has influenced you? 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And if you call, please, no matter where, how busy you are, we know some chief executives who like to call. You don't want to shout, "What's up, Lagos?" when your driver is there. Do it in an executive way, like in
What's up, Lagos?
Like, support you to ring, but that's the key to get into this room, all right? So let's do this. And if you have a long face, those kind of people that, why, what is wrong with these two people? Why are they laughing so much? You know, some people laugh, give them they don't like people who are too happy around them. This is the wrong show to be on, but you have to be here. Joy is your portion, all right?
0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. 0700-993-993-993. Who had the most influence in your life growing up and why?
All right, we got a message. They've come to WhatsApp. We'll tell you the WhatsApp number you can send your WhatsApp messages to. Don't call the WhatsApp line, please.
Mm-mm.
A message here says, a big thank you to my Ijogbon childhood friends. That's Maya, myself, Abi, Lara, Kutukutu, Kamar and Ergi. Okay, those are the people for luring me into gambling. Okay, the people that are your childhood friends, Kamoru and Ergi, for luring me into gambling. But thank God I quickly retraced my steps. I still love them, though. Muhyiddin is your name. Muhyiddin, thank you for identifying them. We'll run away from them whenever we see them. Marian, please don't paint it like that. Government doesn't want... We don't talk about our sound off, right? So want you to send a message. Tell us who's that influence? Who made you? Who do you remember? Who made you change stuff? Marian here is the influencer. Sorry, influencer.
Influencer, not disease.
Sorry, influencer. When does the influencer?
Influencer.
Sa, influencer. All right, we'll get to the phone line 0700-993-993-993. Open up. What's up, Lagos? Is anybody there? All right, call back if that's you. All right, let's check it out. Who's our first caller today?
What's up, Lagos?
Are you there? Hey. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? I think your line is breaking.
Good morning. I'm speaking from Ikoyi.
All right,
go ahead.
I'm going to try this number since I don't be able to get it.
Yeah.
Thank God you got it.
Thank God you are through today. What's your name, sir?
My name is Adam Boniface.
All right.
I'm a fan of my police balance.
Okay. John, sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Okay,
so,
sir. Well done. Well done for your job. Well done, sir.
Thank you, sir.
To say hello, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. We like you. We love you. We want you to call again.
You're our friend.
Okay.
0700-993-993-993. You can join the conversation on WhatsApp, but please don't call the WhatsApp line, okay? Send a message to 0809-597-5805. That's 0809-597-5805. Or you can tweet at Nigeria Info FM on Twitter with the hashtag What's Up Lagos. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Is there anybody there? What's up, Lagos?
Hey, this line is very problematic. Please call us back. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yeah.
Stretch to life. Yeah. Good morning.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Bobki.
Bobki. How are you this morning, sir?
Great.
All right.
Great.
So who's that influence in your life? Who was that influence, rather?
Yes, quite candidly, my late elder brother. And the circumstances surrounding his death gave rise to a lot of issues in my life.
Okay.
I'm from a very big polygamous home.
Okay.
And when he died, a couple of, he had only 3 days, having been admitted, gained admission into Wisconsin State University in 1974.
Oh.
Wow.
And he died November 17th.
Wow.
1974.
Wow.
Just 3 days to go to America.
Whoa.
It was very sad. And when he died, a couple of singers, you know, in a polygamous home, they said this one killed him, this one killed him because he wanted to go abroad and so on. So that struck my mother with fear.
Hmm.
We were very strong church members, but people came and said that you've been going to church. Now you've lost your son because you church. So my mother took me at my late brother pastor, and he took me out of fear and took me from to one shrine. And I joined the shrine.
Okay.
And they said, if you join the shrine, nobody can kill you.
Okay.
Then from there, we took it on. And friends came and said, yeah, look, that's not enough. We will go to other shrines. I ended up joining about 25
shrines.
Shrines.
Jehovah Jireh.
I started from Onelugberu, Ayelala, Eni, Eshu, Ogun, Erige, Ologo,
Aguarugu,
Aguarugidiga, Otorokobi, Arapelame, Amenojigbe, Ireke, Agbaranugo, Ekpena, Kpemedade, Ye, Orisubon, Laiki,
Adem. All myself with the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Holy water, holy water.
So what happened then at the end of the day?
At the end of the day, I continued.
Yeah.
I traveled out and came back.
Okay.
And I started walking.
Okay.
So as I was walking on a certain day, I had a dream.
Okay.
And then something struck me, and I said, "This was Christ calling me, really." And I said, "No, this could be a trick by Satan, the devil, to make me leave my deities and go and serve God, so that he would kill me." So I continued. The dream came again. This one was so clear. Christ came, saw me as I was moving towards him, he beckoned me to come. And as I was moving towards him, he rose up in the skies, and I started following. I've resisted him all this while. So I said, no, this is not true. So I called my mom and told him, well, I told her that, well, this is, I can't continue with this deity. So
this potpourri of deities.
I have to go to the church or go to, yeah, I have to start serving God.
All right, so end of story. You left all these. You left them. All of them.
I left them.
And today you are still alive.
Very much alive. And when I was leaving them, someone came again and said, no, if you leave them,
you will
they
die.
Will kill you. They will kill you. I said, no, this is, I'm under the banner of Christ.
All right.
Covered with the blood of Jesus.
So how many days, how many years now have you left everything? How many years now?
For about 15 years now. 15 years.
Wow, congratulations. Congratulations. Now that's a good one.
That's a good one. We had to wait to hear the end of that
story. So he was influenced, re-influenced, and de-influenced.
De-influenced. But wow. I like the way he was calling out all those deities.
It sounded like he was swearing for us.
That's why I covered ourselves now.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. Please call us back.
It's all the deities that were.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Wait, we are hold on. We are going to shout the words of Lagos. That is the main reason why I am calling.
Yes,
so get ready. Okay. Are you ready now?
We are ready. We are born ready.
All right.
What's up, Lagos?
Stretch to life.
Esquire. What's your name,
My name is Patrick, calling from Moe.
Patrick Esquire.
Well done.
Patrick, well done.
You want to kill us.
Want to wound us.
All right, have a wonderful day.
That's all you did.
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Thank
for not calling to stretch us.
Stop it.
Stretch
stop
you.
Stop it.
Stretch me. Stretch them.
Stop it.
Stretch.
I've warned you.
It.
Okay.
Us.
Yeah? Stretch it.
Let's go back to the phone. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yes, alive. That's how you said it.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
I don't want to say my name.
Okay. Why?
He's influenced.
Don't worry about that. I was influenced by a lady in my company when I was still a baby.
Oh, wow.
When she wants to go and take her bed, she takes me to the bedroom and starts using me to massage herself.
Daytime radio.
It's morning radio.
Hey, yeah. So, okay, and God saved you.
Let's cut out the details. Let's cut out the details. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
No wonder I didn't want to tell us your name.
Well
no
done,
wonder.
Though.
We see you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Greet the lady for us. All right. 0700-993-993-993. So yes, you call us, tell us who influenced you. That was it. I don't want to say my name. And you want to say, you want to scatter our transmitter. Just that, we know your name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're just okay. Pretending.
Anyway, we'll take some messages and then go back to the phone.
All right, this one says, good morning, Stretcher Marian. If she sees the way you spelled her name, you know. Will never forgive King Promise, the Ghanaian musician, for influencing me. I was actually in Ghana when this guy busted out with his sweet voice. The guy wears oversized big shoes, aka Kambu in Ghanaian term. He wears the big shoes with skinny jeans, looking like a carton.
Hey, whoa.
Okay. I started dressing like him, wearing oversized shoes. Not even minding my tiny, tiny laps. But I thank God that I was finally
now
delivered.
Now I'm beginning to imagine things.
But I did battle that on an info girl voice. So it did make me wake up. My name is Afi Gogo.
Wake up!
Afi Gogo, wake up!
Collect your money. Leave our info girl.
She's here for a purpose.
A peppers.
Using your Ghanaian fans accent.
A peppers. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos? What's up?
Stretch to life.
It's a lie.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lagos. I'm calling
from Akute.
Your name is Benga.
I'm calling from Akute.
I like the way you call Akute. All right.
Akute, man.
Yeah, okay, by the way.
I just want to mention the name of my own deities.
No.
Let me mention your deities.
This is not a deity show.
Mention your deities.
Stop it. I'll give you back now.
No problem.
Ayelala. That guy mentioned like 15.
I know, like for a second, I thought that he was abusing us.
He
sounded like Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up,
Lagos?
Lagos.
Yeah.
Stretch to life. Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. What's your name, sir?
My name is Ekele Strike.
And when them?
Your first show.
Your shoe shine.
Your first show.
Yeah, man.
Your shoe shine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
Brother, how are you doing?
I'm good.
I just wonder, why did Nigeria itself carry you guys from? great combination.
Good job. Please tell them to increase our salary. Thank
you.
God bless.
By psychiatric.
Where you?
I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you so much.
If you heard what Mary was saying when you travel,
you see. Look, you will come in later.
Ekene, I'm coming for you. How
Ekene,
dare you?
Ekene, thank you.
Thank you so much.
This is how they used to hit head in family.
Don't worry. I knew you said a lot. My eye was itching me.
How would you know?
My eye was itching
me. It wasn't me.
Okay. Info girl
Info
is
girl.
Here. And she's about to drop the I like your voice already.
I hear now. Yes, love is weak. Well, it's Thursday, so we had to do a little throwback.
Mm-hmm.
I tried these steps, but it was not working. I need to oil my wheels.
It worked a bit, but it was on 2G. Breaking list.
I hate you, Stretch. I hate you.
I love it, you girl.
I was trying to do.
It was 2G. 2G. But it's 5G now.
Brick and Lace at the time were the it. They were the it girls. But they, for me, they were a one-hit wonder. You know, after that.
One great hit.
Yeah, but I think they deserved more and better.
They came to Nigeria a couple of times.
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm.
They actually did.
Mm.
So, the reason why we played that music.
Love is weak.
So, the reason why I'm reading like this is because I was trying my...
2G dance step.
So what we're going to talk about is not necessarily something that we should be laughing about. No. It's a very sad situation, a sad occurrence, but it's worth discussing because I guess that a lot of people find themselves in this situation, these kinds of situations, and half the time life is lost because someone was trying to be an undercover cop or playing FBI or just trying to confront a cheating partner. Now, I'm sure you all know where I'm going with this. Now, over the weekend, last week, a story broke of a woman who died while chasing her husband over his side chick in Calabar. I'll just give you some background for those of you who've not heard. Now, the sector commander, Federal Road Safety Corps, Cross River State, Maikano Hassan, had confirmed a lone incident that killed a middle-aged woman in Calabar yesterday who was in a hot chase of her husband over his mistress. The sector commander who spoke with Vanguard yesterday said the incident was caused by overspeeding. He said the incident involving a Toyota Highlander, which occurred on the Muritala Muhammad Highway in Calabar, claimed the life of a lone female driver who veered off the road into a ditch by the road. In his words, and I quote, though the woman was immediately rushed to a nearby hospital, but she was said to have died 5 minutes later due to injuries sustained from the incident. I don't want to go further. But from stories and reports gotten from family and friends, I'd just like to put it out there. I know the husband. He's a fairly known lawyer in town, back home. And they were high school sweethearts. So they've dated for a long time and then they got married. And they're not young. They're middle-aged.
I saw the video. I saw the picture of the man also.
Unfortunately, they're subject for conversation on radio, on TV, and on social media platforms,
Sadly.
So apparently, someone had put a call through to her. Someone rang her.
Hinted him.
That, you know, I saw your husband at the so-and-so place with that girl. Apparently, she had, you know, her eyes on the girl for a bit. She obviously knew her husband was cheating. And so she decided that maybe she thought she was going to confront them. But I don't understand how he got into a hot chase, or he became a hot chase, because I'm guessing that he must have seen her and he was trying
bolted
to
out.
Because I mean, if I were married, I'd know my partner's car. I would know his vehicle. I would know his vehicle. I would be able to say, oh well, that's my husband's car. Pull over. If you have to hide in the boot, hide in the boot or something. I'm trying to make sense of the fact that it turned into a hot chase that led this woman to this woman's death.
Maybe she wanted to look at his face and confront him and say, you are doing this, and he didn't let that happen.
Or maybe she has been telling him and he's like, are you crazy?
Yeah, maybe
I'm not doing
denying
such.
That.
It's, no, never. It's
so
not me.
So if I see the car, I need to be in front of you and tell you, you did this. And the rage and all, jealousy and all the... And it all ended up at this. Maybe at the point in time, we are rationally thinking about it now. I'm sure at that point, I don't think she planned, I'll run after him, I'll fall into a ditch, I'll do any speed he's doing. She just was in rage and went after him. And sadly, this is how this has ended. Yeah, quite sad. Like she said, sweetheart, childhood sweetheart, they've been in love forever, got married, and I'm sure the marriage had been fruitful. And now it comes to the point where they are on the table of almost everybody's talking about them at this point.
It's very sad, but yeah. I have questions and I want you to join the conversation. No holes barred, okay? We're going to have this conversation. We're looking at it from all perspectives. But we're not going to necessarily be overly judgmental, because I'm imagining the first thought that crossed my mind was, how will this man ever forgive himself for what has happened? Because, you know, the truth is, we live in Africa. The family members of that woman will always be on that man's case. They will remind him for every second that, you know, they come around him. They will always remind him that my daughter died because of you.
Because of you, yeah.
Your baby's mama died because you were being unfaithful.
And the children will know.
May never forgive him.
Yeah, that's mommy died chasing you doing something.
That's if they're old enough to know. But of course, somebody
will
tell them.
The internet never forgets.
Oh, my goodness. That's a tough, but I have questions.
Yeah.
So, I want to know, sincerely, what level of cheating would drive any human being to this point? Because now, as we speak, she's toast. As we speak, gone. When you realize that your partner is cheating, I want to know, Lagos, how should you handle it? How should you handle it? Again, some people say, well, you know, I wasn't feeling the relationship anymore. I needed to be happy. I wasn't happy anymore. Is cheating justifiable? Yeah, is it justifiable? And what do you think her cheating husband's fate will be going forward?
Legally or...
otherwise.
Well, what happened to him?
Yes.
Okay. Does he have an option of getting married to another person?
Some people have said that this has really literally opened the door for him to bring that woman in legally.
I don't think it would be that easy. I don't think it would be that easy. I don't think that woman would also want to fill that position right now. It could be something that could happen in 10 years, 5 years, 7 years, but I don't think that woman would want to fill that position. It would be, I don't know. I don't think it would be that easy. So asking, is cheating, what level of cheating will lead to this? I don't know. I think the woman must have been heartbroken. She must have been saddened by the sight, and she probably wanted to look at it. There's something about looking at someone in the face and saying, you are doing this, and he didn't want that.
Especially if she's confronted him over and over again, and he says, I think you're going raving mad. It can't be me.
Yeah, why would you say
probably
such a
somebody
thing?
That
probably made her apologize.
Exactly. Like, why would you say
I'm
that?
I'm sorry, darling. I'm sorry. They just said it was you. I'm sorry. I know. And she then sees him and she wants to prove it to him.
Ugh.
Lying cheat. Yeah.
Join the conversation, Lagos. This one week me. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. I don't know if the female line is working, but let's give it a shot. 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. And you can join the conversation on WhatsApp. Don't forget, you can be part of the conversation on our WhatsApp. It's 080-959. Oh my goodness, can I get it right? Okay, 080-959-75805 on Twitter with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. Send us a message. That's Nigeria Info FM. I think we're also on Facebook. So go ahead and join that stream and let us know what you think. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? What's your name, sir?
Okay, my name is Fred. I'm calling from Isheri Olofin.
All right, Fred, go ahead.
Okay, things with marriage are very delicate issues, and sometimes it's not as ordinary as we look at it.
Okay. Mm.
But the question here is, as a married woman, as a married man, if you see your spouse cheating on you, if you catch him or her red-handed, what would you do? Are you going to leave the marriage, or are you going to stay? So if your spouse is cheating on you, you confront him, try to resolve this amicably. You're not trying to want to catch him red-handed, go into his phone, transfer, and all of those.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, it's going to lead to more problems.
Okay, what if in this case, since we're not part of this relationship, we're all just judging from the side. Now, in the case that you're saying, confront them. Maybe she had, and maybe he denied many times and said, that's not true. Why are you listening to this person or that person? And this was her only chance to prove him right or wrong. I beg your pardon.
Okay, so now the thing is, you've confronted and he has denied and all of this. If you feel you are convinced that he's cheating, the best thing to do is, if you know you cannot take it, as a Christian, if you can take it to God in prayers to change your husband or your wife, good and fine and good. If not, then you want to dissolve the marriage. It's better for you to dissolve the marriage than, because, you know, when you confront people, when they are guilty, sometimes it leads to violence.
Yeah.
Okay? Apart from the fact that she had this accident and they lost her life, they could have fought. She could have filed an altercation with the woman in question and leads to a violent situation, and anybody could have still died from that process.
Mm.
The husband, the wife, they can all die from that process. So if you are convinced that your husband is cheating on you, and you've talked to him, and he refuses to change, then the next thing to do is dissolve the relationship.
Okay.
It doesn't lead to things like this.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much for calling. So that's his position. Yeah. Dissolve it. And if you've tried all.
Yeah, don't lose your life over it. Yeah. You can just let it go.
Hello, good
What's
morning.
Up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
I don't think someone
I
is
don't
there.
Think you're home. Please call us back. Right. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning.
What's up to you two? All right, what's your name, sir?
My name is Emmanuel, calling from Lagos.
All right, Emmanuel, go ahead. You want to say something?
Yeah, what I want to say is, in addition to what that man said, the last caller.
Yeah.
Like, when you feel something is going wrong in your marriage, and not only in marriage, in relationships as well,
mm-hmm.
if you feel like you're having an odd feeling that something is going wrong, you can as well.
Oh, sorry.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, the network got you on there. Kindly call us over if you can.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Don't choke.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. What's your name, sir?
Good morning. This is Malik speaking.
Malik,
good morning to the people in the studio.
Welcome to the show, Malik.
Yeah. Do you know a funny thing?
Mm-mm.
The ability to love, the ability to understand who you're with, and the most important thing, to absorb whatever you see, how you take it. We are not perfect. Like she said in the studio, maybe I've been denying it. I just want to be the, you know, first that report the news. I've got you now, you'll be this. But there's a mistake she did. You're a female driver. Yeah, some female are good in steering, but you cannot be as better as a male on that steering.
Really?
I don't know if they have kids. What could have come to her mind? There's no point of me chasing this man. I'm still in the house. I don't know if you get my point.
Yes,
there's no point of her chasing the husband. You don't say, you don't see, I'm phone day now. You can zoom and snap and send him as a chat on WhatsApp. I don't see you collect. Like a joke. But, you know, sometimes, I believe that for that man to see the wife and want to run, he still loves the woman. If there were no love, he would stay. To hell with you. Yes.
Okay.
I'm telling you the truth.
It's very hilarious when people say, oh, it's because he loves the wife. If he loved her, would he put her through all of this? Why would he even be gallivanting around town with this?
Should I shock you?
Should
I shock you?
Shock up.
Should I shock you now?
Shock up.
It's not allowed. We understand. If you're married, you're not supposed to cheat.
Mm.
There are some men that could do all kind of stupid things outside, but you cannot mess with their wives. You can't even put your hand on their shoulder.
See, let me tell you,
you are putting
a lot of men on the line.
Apart from that, you're talking from both sides of your mouth.
But it's fine.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not going to agree with you. In one breath, you're saying it's bad. But you see, we protect our wives. Excuse me, sir. You have no.
No, but really speaking, this is what...
It's bad,
people,
it's bad.
Yeah, this is what people normally, in this part of the world, people want to permit it. It's a bad thing, yeah? Some would say he's cheating, but he doesn't really love this woman he's cheating with. You're hurting someone. Someone is in pain. Someone feels you're choosing another person above
me. You're sharing... thing you promised to give to just
only
her.
Only me. But he's been African, Nigerian, but...
Do you know that the permissiveness there is it just tilts only towards the man?
Well,
because, you see, when he does that, if it didn't end up this way, she's expected to forgive him and keep it moving for her children's sake. But if the tables turn and it was her who was seen cheating, she has to leave that house. It's over.
Yeah, she's
double standard.
After all, you're a woman.
Double standard, and I'm not here for it. I'm sorry. Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? Stretch to life.
Yeah. Can I remain anonymous,
please? Yes, Annie, welcome.
I know.
Let me say something. Love does not keep wrong. It does not keep any wrong.
Okay.
Well, as for me, I caught my wife red-handed.
Okay.
So when I caught her red-handed, I didn't say anything. I said, continue. I went away. I went to cry. When I come back, she couldn't look at my face.
Wow.
Hmm.
So I all set up done because of my tradition. He has to go home because I cannot stay with him.
Okay.
Cannot take my food. Cannot take our food. We cannot sleep in the same house.
Okay.
Do whatever I want to do. So what I want to say is that whatever it is, when you love somebody, whatever he do, there is a place for forgiveness.
Okay.
Mm. Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
You for
that's
calling.
A very...
Yeah, but at least this in a bit is
spirited for me.
Yeah, and it also shows me that it's not, it shouldn't be taken as a one side thing.
Yes.
Just men
it shouldn't
cheat.
Be, yes.
Everybody cheats. If you're a cheat, it doesn't have to, there's no gender
but,
to cheat.
But you also know, but I think what she's buttressing is that, yeah? Just as you're saying,
mm-hmm.
as much as we permit it for men, if we're permitting it for men, let's permit it for women. But he's saying it's wrong because he also was on the receiving end,
yeah,
and it hurt him.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is that it's no gender that men cheat, women don't cheat. But when it happens to the other, do you met the same? Do you give the same?
Yes, the same reaction. Yes. It's tough. I feel sad for the gentleman that just called because he said something about the fact that he cried.
Yeah, it was painful.
It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
All right, so we have messages to read. We have Info Girl
yeah,
here.
Let's take the messages. Info Girl is coming up in a few seconds.
Okay, maybe we'll take one or two of this. Okay, I don't want to read after Google has given me an instruction. I can't do now. Cheating is a deal breaker for me. I cherish commitment. You just deleted that while I was reading. I'll catch you. Stretch and Marianne is really heartbreaking. Some men of these days feel like superstars just because they're handsome or rich. A woman will give her whole body, including her heart, but because you're a star boy, you treat her like a overdone fufu. I think at this point, I just take a short break and let Info Girl do something.
The story, it's What's Up Lagos, baby. Get set. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos.
It's still 99.3 Nigeria Info, 36 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. It's What's Up Lagos. I am Mary Anacon, he's Stretch, and we're talking about the issue of cheating. Now, for those of you who have not been following and you're just joining us, we're talking about the situation of the lady who died in a car chase while she was chasing after her husband and a reported side chick. Yes, you see, I'm a journalist. A journalist in me cannot say side chick outrightly. Her husband's reported lover, alleged lover. Well, she lost her life at the end of the day because she was in a hot chase. We're talking about the cheating, what led to that woman being in that situation. And we're asking so many questions. Is cheating justifiable? What could have happened? What sort of cheating, what level of cheating could have led to that kind of anger that woman would be in such a hurt pursuit of her husband? And how can we deal with these issues around cheating for it not to go to a point where bloodshed is involved or somebody dying or even getting into fracas that will cause you life-changing injuries?
Yeah. Well, how do we get to that point? And what's the level of cheating that could instigate such? Why would you be in such rage? What would get you to that point? I mean, like, and we've talked to him, we've seen the double standards that how it happens in this part of the world where a man does something, what is meted out is different from when a woman does the same thing. So we talked about all those and we're asking to be part of this conversation.
And have you been cheated on or have you cheated? How was the matter dealt with? I mean, be truthful with us. And of course, you can call us on conditions of anonymity. I mean, we're open to that. But we have a message.
Got lots of messages here. Stretch and Marianne is really heartbreaking. Some men of these days feel like superstars just because they're handsome or rich. A woman will give you her whole body, including her heart. But because you're a star boy, you treat her like leftover fufu. This is not a prayer stop for. Dear ladies, immediately you see the red light ahead, just move on. If you are over emotional, please don't marry. Your marriage no be for everybody. If you force him, he will choke you. May the lady's soul rest in perfect peace. Your name is Afrigogo from Abalende. Afrigogo, thank you for that. Lots of messages, like I said. What's up, Lagos? Please, women should please love themselves first and know their worth. Should she have a cheating spouse, well, she should discuss with him and learn to continue to live her life devoid of any distractions. Life is once. Jari. All right, this one says, hello, nothing like cheating in marriage for a true African man. It is just word coined by today's ladies. All is a bit in a bid to cage their husbands. Seriously.
Wow.
Seriously. All right, wow. Your name is Egbo. Hallelujah. Mr. Frank is back. Okay, no. Okay, this one's, what's up, Lagos? Mui, Olariwaju in New York. Please, I want to know, is this Marianne Duke Okon?
Yes.
Worked at Nigeria Info Port Harcourt?
Yes.
Years ago?
Yeah.
I just want to know if I still recognize her voice.
Stop it!
Whatever. That's how he wrote it.
That's not how he wrote it.
I think he's right.
That's not how he wrote it.
All right.
Why are you like this?
Okay. That woman's reaction and response got her killed, and it gives a hint to possibility why the man was having an affair, really. She was an overbearing woman. And it looks, looks, married, not by force.
That's
Richard.
Not nice.
Richard, you don't have facts now.
That's not nice.
What's up, Lagos? Sometimes I wonder. Sometimes I wonder and don't understand how we define love. How could you possibly be hurting someone intentionally and claim
and
to love that
love
person?
Them.
In all my relationships, despite the fact that I didn't really love them from my heart, still I didn't cheat. Never did. I think being faithful in a relationship is a function of discipline, because no matter how beautiful or handsome your spouse is, you'll always find someone more attractive. So will you keep cheating for the rest of your life? Let's get disciplined, please. MI from Victoria Island. Most wives push their husbands into cheating, even ordinary kissing. Some women have not kissed their husband since they got married, not to talk of other things. It's either I'm not in the mood, I'm fasting, and so on. What do you expect the man to do under these circumstances? Another message here. Well done, people. I have a husband that cheats every blessed day. As I'm talking to you, sometime in my street, my husband's car, usually parked in his mistress's house, near my house. It's always very painful to me, but I leave my husband for God. But my children are not always happy too, because they see their dad. They're always there. Always, my darling is not easy. My darling is not easy for me, but I forgive him and move on. But I can never cheat. It's a very painful thing.
Wait. That's a whole different level.
What?
His mistress's house is by your house.
Cheat, yes.
That's the height of disrespect.
That is the peak of irresponsible.
What?
Can I read the messages?
No.
Oh, women. All right. Okay, sorry, men.
Whoa. No more messages. We have messages on Facebook.
Okay, let's
Janet Ovayoza says, until you find yourself in a certain situation, you won't even know how your reaction would be. May her soul find rest. So sad, she says. Izuchuku Izuna here says, it's very sad. We should try to manage our anger in any situation we find ourselves. From the look of things, the woman has been hearing rumors of her husband cheating, but she had never seen it with her two eyes. But we can't really tell, can we?
Yeah, we can't.
Olofin Chinyereni says, nobody's perfect, no matter what. Love your partner. Akirisola Nurein here says, in every marriage, we should all learn how to accommodate ourselves. Most time, things like this happen. I mean, cheating in marriage, it takes only the wise ones to be able to manage it.
True talk. Lovely wise talk.
Well, let's go back to the phone lines. I asked a question on our Facebook page. I did ask that, could we also be the ones who play a role in our partner's cheating?
Mm-hmm.
But then again, there's that argument that cheating is a choice.
Yeah.
At what point do you decide that you're going to cheat? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. Please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
This table
Shatter it.
We don't even need
now. You see, I don't know for this country. I will not see cheating. Me, I don't believe in cool temper or no cool temper. I believe in standing on what is right. Cheating is wrong. Whether the woman chase your husband, you know, chase your husband, you know, concern anybody. Cheating is wrong, but why will you not be cheating when you are already a dog before getting married?
Yeah. Shots fired!
Why will you never cheat? Why will you never find an excuse when you're already doing it, when you're already a dog before getting married? Every slight mistake is also an opportunity for you to go outside. Mm. You always find opportunity for the wrong things you do because you don't see things the way God sees them, because you only go to church for church's sake. You don't even know the word of God that is in the Bible. Mm. You don't. You are not seeing things the way God sees them. You are not saying, I should not cheat because God will not accept it. God will not accept my prayer. God will not listen to me anymore. Mm. The day I stop being faithful to my wife. All you have is, you don't kiss, you even not kiss Yunko. You don't know, say she knows a big kiss when you marry her.
He's so guilt.
I've entered.
Okay.
No, let's say the fact. Stop looking for excuse.
You could say you're going to break the table.
There will always be problem in marriage.
Sorry.
What shows maturity is the way you solve it.
True that.
What do you mean by he's doing this? If your wife not give you sex for 1 year, it means that you must go outside. You don't know the meaning of marriage, so don't get married.
Hmm. Okay, I'm gonna let you go. Take some time off and just breathe.
The table is even
cool off. Yeah, there's nothing left.
My name is trying to buy another table.
Yes, we're only sitting on our chairs. No table. All the computers are on the floor.
Everything's finished.
Well, we have just a few more minutes to take your thoughts on this matter. For those who have not been following, there's been a story that broke on the weekend last week about a woman who died while chasing her husband and her husband's lover. Now, my question is, what level of cheating would drive you to this point? How should you handle a cheating partner? And is cheating justifiable? Because people make excuses. Oh, she was not there for me. We became strangers. We grew apart.
She has not kissed me.
Blah, blah, blah. She denies me of my conjugal rights
and responsibilities.
What do you think will be the fate of this cheating husband? What is going through his mind now? Put yourself in his shoes for a second. I'm not saying you should be a cheat or you are a cheat. Again, do we play a role in why our partners choose to cheat? Join the conversation. 0700 993 993 993. That's 0700 993 993 993. You can also be part of the conversation on our WhatsApp. You can go, we're live on facebook.com/NigeriaInfo99.3, and you can also join the conversation on our YouTube. Our YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. And on Twitter, you can use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. We're talking and we'd like to hear from you. So we have some tweets here. Someone says, Engineer Pascal says, when you marry someone that's not sexually attracted to you, it might lead to cheating.
Why do you marry such
really?
A person?
Okay, really?
Maybe for other reasons. Maybe because she belongs to the ruling party.
I'm not, because I'm trying to make sense of it. Yeah. What does that even mean?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
You just like her bank account. You don't care how she looks. I don't know.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Well, hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We're fine. We're okay.
We're
finished now.
Cheers to life. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm calling from Lekki. My name is Ramsey.
Ramsey, welcome.
Ramsey Noah. Okay.
Ramsey.
You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Okay. The topic that's on today is a very serious topic, and most of the callers will not really be sincere. Everybody will just speak grammar and just cover it up. I think cheating is not acceptable. It's heartbreaking. I've been through that myself. And the first time I ever drank alcohol was when I got back and I saw that the person I loved planned. If I went shopping, bought the wedding gown, prepared everything, and then got back and caught her in bed with another.
No!
Like a family friend. I just stood there and they were just doing what they were doing. I stood at the door. I was just looking at her. They were just going different styles. And when they were done, I just said, okay, when you're done, shut the door. And she turned and screamed. And in fact, I had never drank all my life. That was the first day I drank.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Wow.
You know, so cheating is unacceptable, and that would also, when I got married, I said, that's okay, let me do it back to my wife. No,
yeah.
It's not acceptable.
She doesn't even deserve it.
So, and another thing there is that it's an advice to women and even to men.
Yeah.
When anyone calls you and says, okay, they caught your spouse with someone else,
yeah,
I don't think the first thing you should do is to do speed razor.
Yeah.
To get there and find out, because your life may be at stake. Now, the lady is dead. the person that called her, you don't know the intention to put the house on fire. Now she's gone. The other woman will be hanging around, feeling free, coming out to console the man. Nobody can tell. So I just want to advise everyone, like you guys have been saying, whatever happens, just try and take heart.
Thank you so much. I'm so sorry. I'm glad that you're married now and you're happy. You're in a good place. And he learned something from it. Yeah. He's not holding any grudge.
I don't have to do this again. This should not continue. Yeah. This shouldn't happen. When you're done, shut the door. Thank you.
Yeah, like and go and with all that.
Go with it.
Crap.
It's all go yours. With it. Go. Yeah. Good riddance.
To bad rubbish.
Whoa.
Back to Twitter. Sally here says, cheating is in any form is not justifiable. Best is to dissolve the marriage or walk away from the relationship. I cannot share my woman with another man. Neither can I share myself with another woman when I have a wife or I'm in a relationship. This one's from Danny Gospel. He says, cheating is not justifiable. It's best to let your partner know, hey, I'm no longer interested in this marriage, than to cheat. That's bad of the man, though.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the stories I'm hearing. We have 3 minutes. I don't know. Let me take a couple. Yeah. What's up, Lagos? Good morning, beautiful people. Truth is, anybody cheating on his or her spouse has already made up their mind to do so, and nothing the spouse does will change his or her mind from doing what has already been programmed in their mind to do. I've learned not to stress myself over anybody, irrespective of the level of love we share. There's nothing as heartbreaking for me as the idea that I'm sharing someone I hold dear in my heart with another. But at the same time, I've come to understand that these things are inevitable. We all have shortcomings, and we set ourselves up for serious heartbreak when we expect our spouse to be 100% emotionally, sensually, sexually, physically, mentally, and spiritually committed to us. So my best advice will be to give your best and leave the rest to karma. And if you can't take it, walk away. Gone are the days people love from love for love, let alone died for love. What happened is sad and unfortunate, but who is at the losing end now? Certainly not the man, Charlie from Ikeja. There are too many messages. I don't think we'll be able to read all of them.
Yeah.
But we'll just take a couple. Well, what's up, Lagos? Talking of cheating of a man, my question is, how will a man get more than one wife without cheating on the first one? Raf from Satellite Town. And this one too quickly says, she is mother of three boys and both, she is a mother of three boys and both she and her husband are lawyers. She's talking about the case. She wanted to catch her husband with his side chick red-handed, and she saw her husband coming out from spa and attempted to block him with her own car. Her husband quickly maneuvered his way out from there, and the wife engaged him in a very serious pursuit with her own car. But in a bid to overturn her speeding husband, she lost control of the vehicle and veered off the road.
Yes, that's
she was
the
pronounced dead at the hospital. Her husband was said to be weeping and asking her dead body to forgive him and asking her to come back. Justin
from Obudu, thank you so much for giving us a breakdown of what happened. And if you've not learned anything from this, cherish your partner. Don't wait till something drastic happens for you to actually love them. And love is not about being able to have your conjugal rights. Love doesn't mean that you wake up every day and you want that person to touch you or kiss you. I don't think that that's what love is.
Love is commitment.
You don't want to see that person, but you still have to love them.
Love is commitment. That's what it is.
Well, we will have that class one day. But yeah. I'm going to leave you guys with this song by Rihanna and Ne-Yo. I love it. Hate that I love you.
Okay.
But I want to say thank you to everybody. Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, M-I-M-I-E-Y-O, and you can find Mary Ann Jukokun anywhere else.
All right, Stretch Cool on Twitter, Stretch Original or on Instagram. Follow. I'll follow you right back. See you tomorrow.
All right. Enjoy yourself, Lagos. See you tomorrow.